You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On May 26 next year, Aotearoa's anti-stalking legislation comes into effect, but criminalisation is not the only action needed to support those experiencing stalking. Earlier this week, Auckland Women's Centre released a guide of referral for victims of stalking that includes advice on reporting to police and accessing support services. I spoke to Auckland Women's Centre's Leonie Morris, project lead for Aotearoa Free from Stalking, on the advocacy pathways needed to best address the issue of stalking ahead of the legislation implementation next year. Tell us about the new support guide for stalking victims that Auckland's Women's Centre has released in the last week.
Yes, we created a stalking response guide. So what that means, of course, is giving all the different ways that a person who's been stalked can respond to stalking. So we created this in collaboration with many different community groups so that we ensured we had different perspectives like Rainbow, Takatāpui, disabled, ethnic, etc. And the guide, it's a great place to go if you think you're being stalked and you just want to understand stalking, or you know you're being stalked and you need support. So it's really got everything in it that you could possibly want, but it is divided neatly into sections, so you can just look at, you know, what are my legal rights section, or which is the best organisation to support me section. So, yeah, we're very pleased with it. We think it will be very helpful for the community, and we are going to update it when the new law comes into effect, because actually while the law's been passed, it doesn't come into effect until the 26th of May.
Ahead of this new law coming into effect in May, could you comment on the importance of the level of trust that the public have with police in order for this legislation to be effective?
That's such an important issue. For years, women have gone to the police with maybe family violence concerns or sexual violence concerns or maybe stalking concerns, and the police have minimised their fear and harm and just said very unhelpful things like, you know, try not to focus on it, I'm sure he'll calm down soon and things will be back to normal, really minimising violence against women. So this is a huge issue for us. It always has been. There's been many academic research reports that have found exactly what I'm saying to you. And then, of course, we have the McSkimming fiasco. And what was really notable for us about that was that so many top policemen, and some women, but mainly policemen, were told the story that a woman, the complaints authority refers to her as Ms. Z, that she had allegations against McSkimming. And so many of those men that were told that story believed McSkimming without asking any questions, just automatically assumed that, oh yeah, poor man, this is the situation where a woman's been scorned and she's lashing out. And that's just so horrifying to us that so many of those police officers didn't say, has her complaint been investigated? Nobody said that for months. And then we find out, of course, that there is substance to her complaint. So, you know, we kind of feel a little bit like we've gone backwards. There was the Blasey report, I think it was 2004, which was done after Louise Nicholas was treated so badly by the police. And they came up with a whole plan for the police to look at their internal sexism and attitude. And another thing that's disturbing to us is that the police aren't talking about going back to that plan and looking at what they implemented then and what worked, what they didn't implement then and perhaps should have. And so now we're just finding history repeating itself.
So what measures do you feel are needed to support the legislation in its debut next year?
We think there needs to be really thorough police training, and that needs to not only look at how to recognise stalking when it's being presented to you, but also the other matters that I've been talking about of affirming the victim's experience and, you know, and supporting her and believing her. That needs to be all part of the training. I mean, obviously they investigate everything. That's just part of their job. But in the past, they've dismissed women's concerns just right off the bat. And so they need to have a lot of discussion around that as part of their training. The other thing that we really feel is needed is specialist stalking advocates. Lots of reasons for this. One is that stalking is a very unusual crime. If someone bashes me in the face, then that's obvious to everybody that a crime's committed. But if someone just does a number of unwanted invasion and intrusion into my life, like, you know, putting feces in my letterbox and then maybe creating a fake social media account as me and putting all sorts of nonsense on it, it's hard for people to realise that that is a crime. That is stalking, and it is a crime. And we need stalking advocates so that they can support the person that's been targeted with the stalking and help them to, you know, gather the evidence they might need to understand their legal rights and all the next steps and the best agencies to help them. And we also think that if we had these specialist stalking advocates, this would assist the police, because it means that the victim is going to come to the police very clear about how and what way the law is being broken, and with their evidence and what they need from the police. Whereas, if there isn't that kind of intermediary, it's going to take a long time for the police to do this work. And the police are already saying they're under-resourced. So, you know, they're going to get a lot more stalking complaints. And how are they going to handle these when they're currently under-resourced?
What is top of mind for you then regarding this kaupapa and your mahi between now and the legislation coming into effect next year?
Top of mind is that the government does this work now, that it starts training the police immediately, and we know they're going to train them, but we do need them to train them very thoroughly and in a way that encourages their sympathy towards stalking victims. And we also need the government to set up specialist stalking advocates. One thing about stalking is that about 60% of it is in the context of family violence. So if that's happening to you or anybody you know, the best people to go to are Women's Refuge or Shine, because they are the experts and they're well resourced. But 40%, which is a large minority, is not about family violence. It's a neighbourly dispute that went wrong. It's somebody at your work that you accidentally upset. It's, you know, maybe an old friend that somehow you've got into a dispute with. And right now, there's not a lot of support for those people, which is another reason that we really need a specialist stalking advocate.
That was Leonie Morris, project lead for Aotearoa Free from Stalking, on the advocate support needed for success of the incoming anti-stalking legislation in May 2026.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.